USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Tropical storm Elsa is bearing down on the Caribbean island, bringing heavy rain and winds up to 60 miles an hour. The storm is forecast to move across central and western Cuba by tomorrow and then head over the Florida Straits before moving over portions of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tropical storm Elsa is responsible for claiming 3 lives in the Caribbean. The approaching storm comes as officials in Surfside, Florida begin work to demolish what's left of the condo building that collapsed. It's killed at least 24 people. Over 120 remain missing. 8 people were wounded in a shooting early this morning in Fort Worth, Texas. It happened near a car wash and appears multiple guns were used.
This is an extremely tragic event on what is supposed to be a festive occasion on Independence Day.
Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes, police saying that the gunshot victims are in stable condition. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man has been arrested after allegedly crashing his car outside the Washington Monument last night, missing several people who were walking around the landmark. The driver's been charged with attempted assault with a dangerous weapon. Officers responding to the scene finding the SUV covered in signs and had American flag hanging from its passenger side door that had crashed into a security barrier. The United Arab Emirates has approved Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. It's the 5th vaccine to receive such approval by the Gulf Arab state. A massive blaze is raging into a second day in Cyprus. It has killed 4 people. The blaze is being fanned by strong winds and has affected at least 10 communities over 19 square miles. 2 people died and 20 are missing after torrential rains triggered a powerful landslide in a seaside resort town southwest of Tokyo. Video shows the slide crushing houses, sweeping away cars in its way, and collapsing part of a bridge. Officials say dozens of homes may have been buried. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2 Homeland Security officials say more than 1 million migrants have been arrested after illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border since last October. The former director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement stresses the need for a border wall.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott reiterated his desire to build a wall along his state's border with Mexico this week, where construction on a federally built wall has been halted. He made the comments while giving former President Donald Trump a tour of border areas affected by the surge in illegal crossings. Former acting ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News that a border wall makes sense in preventing a migrant surge, and the numbers back that up.
If anybody would look at the data on the CBP website, every place they build a wall, a barrier, illegal immigration has dropped, and illegal drug flows drop. It makes sense. The data is clear. It is successful. It's a great tool. For those that argue, well, some people can actually get over the wall. The wall is a wall system. It's meant to slow people down. So even if somebody was able to get over it, it slows them down. It's a smart wall. We will know when someone's climbing that wall. Border Patrol has time to respond and make an arrest.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Elsa has claimed at least 3 lives in the Caribbean. 2 people died, 20 are missing after torrential rains triggered a powerful landslide in a seaside resort town southwest of Tokyo. Video shows the slide crushing homes, sweeping away cars in its way, and collapsing part of a bridge. Officials say dozens of homes may have been buried. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.